Jude, thanks so much for joining us on the show today.
Thanks for having us.
So tell me a little bit about MORP and what you guys have been working on in the county.
So the Montezuma Orchard Restoration Project is working to both restore the orchard economy here and to bring back the culture that goes with the economy. It's teaching people how to graft, teaching people how to prune, teaching people how to harvest fruit, and that, yes, apples can be eaten off of a tree.
And the word restoration is in the title, which kind of hints at a past that we have here. Can you tell us a little bit about the orchard culture that existed in Montezuma County?
Montezuma County in the 1920s was considered perhaps the finest of the orchard districts in Colorado. It was able to grow some of the best because of our altitude, the hot days, cool nights. It was able to grow some of the highest quality fruit that's ever been grown anywhere, and we've got the medals to prove it from state fairs and world fairs and whatnot. What hurt us was, of course, the distance. You know, this is a remote place, and it made getting the crops to the market difficult.
How old has been the oldest tree that you found during your work?
There's a few down in McElmo that we can date back pretty confidently to about 1890. You know, apple trees get hollow inside, so you can't really do core samples on them. There's trees that we've worked on north of Durango in the Hermosa area that are that old to older. And there's probably a few around Weber that are in that 1880s range. We've seen a few on the Front Range that might be older. When we are up on the Front Range, we try and find old trees there too. So, but the oldest ones around here are sort of in that late 1880s to 1890.
Oh, that's old.
Yeah.
And so when we talk about orchards, are we talking predominantly apples in this area?
Mostly. You know, McElmo Canyon was famous for peaches years ago. When orchards started in Colorado on the Front Range, they really couldn't grow anything but apples and some plums and some pears well. They couldn't do peaches at all. They tried and tried. It wasn't until the Western Slope opened up, you know, especially around Palisades there. But there was a considerable peach market here, mostly centered in McElmo.
What's anything new and exciting that's happening for MORP this year that you want to share with us?
Yeah, we're in the process of doing a capital campaign that we've been working with the Nature Conservancy to get a piece of land that'll be an economic center for MORP. It'll give us the place to be able to bring apples in, store apples, juice apples, sort apples. It'll have a genetic bank preservation aspect to it. We've found through DNA testing over 100, probably close to 150 rare endangered trees, things that were believed to be the last one left alive. And to save these, you've got to grow the trees out. And unfortunately, the USDA repository in New York isn't going to be able to accept anymore. They just don't have the budgets. So if we want to see these trees preserved, they need to be preserved down here. So that'll be a big part of this. And then it'll have a huge classroom aspect to it, too. So we're excited about this. It's a lot of work getting it going. And we have a long ways to go. But the partnership with Nature Conservancy sure is making everything work a lot better.
Wow. And where is this going to be? Somewhere in Montezuma County?
Yes, it'll be right in the heart of the Orchard District. We don't want to give it away yet because we're still working on the details of it, but it'll be right in the center of the orchards.
Yeah. And you mentioned juicing. Is that something that if folks here have working orchards that they could bring their apples to?
Absolutely. We've done two trials. We did a trial in 2016, and we did a trial this last fall where we harvested what we could using our labor and volunteer labor to try and harvest as much of the fruit as we could. When we did it in 2016, the mobile cider press came from Montana, and our only market there was for the cideries. They didn't have what's called a HACCP certification, which you need for manufacturing food. It's a health code certification. Last year, the press was out of Fort Collins, and they got HACCP certified, so we were able to press the pasteurized juice for sale. So MORP sold some of it, members of Southwest Farm Fresh Co-op sold some of it, and then Fenceline had some that they had to sell and may still have a little bit left. And that was hugely successful, and it gave us another market for this. With the way the trees are, they're big and they're old, and it's hard to pick grade A fancy fruit. It's hard to do any kind of pest control on them and whatnot. So the juice gives us a great way of doing these less than perfect apples that are still high quality fruit, and they make dynamite quality juice, but it allows us to get that fruit to a market, whereas now it's just hitting the ground.
Wow. And if people think that they may have a rare old apple tree or any type of fruit tree on their place, can they contact you, or is that something you're interested in?
Yeah, absolutely. We can take a while. We frustrate some people because we don't make it to their place often enough. We frustrate some people because we haven't made it there yet. We do try and get out and around. We have been documenting the old trees and old orchards across the county and across Southwest especially. So get us, and if you think it's something really important, you know, let us know. you know, be a squeaky wheel about it. And we will get there. We also teach grafting classes. We've got several of those coming up. So if they think it's something really different, they should try and get it, learn to graft and preserve it.
And I know this is like trying to pick your favorite child, but do you have a favorite apple variety?
I don't. You know, there are so many different types for so many different uses and so many different seasons. And it's whichever one is the most ripe at that time is going to be the best apple you have.
Well, let's talk a little bit about spring maintenance for our orchards. The sun's starting to show and the snow's starting to melt. What do people need to be thinking about on their fruit trees right now?
If they can get out and do some pruning, really talk to people about, even if you can only do 15 minutes a day, 15 minutes a day is more realistic to fit into your schedule than thinking you're going to get an 8-hour day to go prune. Prune when it's dry. Don't try and do it in the wet weather, especially if it's warm wet weather. You'll increase your disease out there. So pick a nice sunny day, nice time in the morning, and go out for just a little bit and start getting rid of the deadwood if you can, and then start trying to bring in the length of the trees, the height of the trees, a little bit at a time. You're looking at it always from a 3-year, 5-year perspective and not, oh, I've got to do this right now.
When is it going to be too late to prune your trees?
Once they start breaking bud. The closer they are to breaking bud, the lighter you want to go on the pruning, though.
And are there any tools that you suggest for kind of a home orchard?
If you have more than one little tree, get good quality saws. You know, good tools make your work easier. They allow you to get done what you need to do. Bad quality tools are just going to frustrate you. So, you know, nice impulse hardened. There's several manufacturers. We use a lot of Silkies. There's several manufacturers of them, but a good quality saw will allow you to get the work done a lot easier, and you're going to feel better, and you'll feel a whole lot hipper with a good saw in your hand.
And you'll actually do the work.
And you'll do the work,
right.
Yeah.
You know, you touched on this when you talked about thinking about 5 years out when you're pruning. I think orchards in general make us kind of think a little bit more about the future. And so in your ideal future, what does Montezuma's orchard economy look like in 20 years and 40 years?
Let's start 100 years. 100 years,
oh.
100 years, we see a Montezuma County with old 100-year trees with cattle grazing underneath them, much like we have today, where you get the multiple economic benefits from agricultural land. 20 years from now, we see a lot of these old trees still here and vibrant and going, with a lot of new orchards now productive being there. 50 years, we see a continuum of that and more of the same.
So Jude, if people want to reach out and find more, how can they find you?
Go to MontezumaOrchard.org. They can go on the Montezuma Orchard Facebook page, which is easy to find, and Addie keeps that really up to date. So those are the easiest ways to get us.
All right, great. Well, thanks so much for joining us today, and we'll see you out there in the orchards.
Thanks, Kelly.